Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 36th Psalm we hear, how precious is your steadfast love, O Lord. All people may take refuge in the shadow of your wings. O Lord, as we finish another week, we are grateful that we are able to accomplish and to pray that those things will carry your blessings. May our time with you be special, and may we take comfort in your love and caring for us and our families. May our words speak and bring comfort to those who are ill, and may your healing spirit flow through those who are suffering. And Lord, we would ask that you provide protection from COVID-19 for our nation and our world. And may we always sing your praise for the gift of our loved ones you have given to us. Bless us with your presence, we ask, and watch over our going out and coming in this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 34th day, Wednesday, March 11th, 2020. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as I have been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The chair would like to introduce a very special guest. I should say reintroduce. He's no stranger to this building. And has been around for a while. I'd like the body to just hear a little story and then welcome Dan Calandro. Dan is actually a resident of the center from Newton County, so this is on behalf of the center from Newton. Dan has graduated from the University of Missouri with a degree in Russian. He is, through their ROTC program, is in the U.S. Air Force, reports to Vance Air Force Base in Enid, Oklahoma on March 30th with his wife from Lamar, Missouri. Dan's family lives in Joplin. He is number 5 of 9 kids, and his father is a career MoDOT employee. I'd like the body to help me wish Dan luck as he protects our country starting March 30th of this year in the Senate chamber today. Dan hopes to be flying F-22s and someday be like the senator from Cape Girardeau in the Air Force. Introduction of guests, petitions, memorials, and remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from...
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. A list of the appointees has been distributed on the desk. I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Please send your report forward. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted.
Mr. President, I would request unanimous consent for the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, the report shall be voted on in one motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee report be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to these appointments.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Franklin County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Franklin County renews his motion that the committee report from gubernatorial appointments be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the committee report.
Senator from Webster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Physical Oversight has a report.
Would you please send that report forward? Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 1693, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Barton.
President, your Committee on Government Reform has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report. Who is it?
Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 831, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 913, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 996, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Emery, Chairman.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 852, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Wallingford, Chairman.
Senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Transportation and Public Safety have three reports.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 780, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute Number 3, hereto attached, do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred, Senate Bill 782 begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred, Senate Bill 867 begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute Number 4, here to attach, do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Libela, Chairman.
Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Progress and Development has a report. I'll send it forward.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Progress and Development, to which was referred, Senate Bill 885, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the resolution do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Walsh, Chairman.
Senator from the 2nd.
Pensions has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred, Senate Bill 665, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Onder, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th. Is the Senator from the 15th in the chamber? We'll go to the Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred, Senate Bill 620, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred, Senate Bill 701, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Igel, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
On Veterans and Military Affairs has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs, to which was referred, Senate Bill 896, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs, to which was referred, Senate Joint Resolution 59, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator White, Chairman.
Senator from Platt.
Mr. Chairman, or Mr. President, your Committee on Civil Criminal Thank you, Mr. President.
Just thought I might remind you that there are no chairmen in the Senate chamber.
The qualifier at the end. Your Committee on Criminal, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report.
We have the report. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 857, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 33, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 612, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Luke DeMeyer, Chairman.
Senator from 15th.
Your Committee on Ways and Means has a report.
Please send the report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred Senate Bill 704, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kaney, Chairman.
Senator from Newton County.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
If we could get a little order in the chamber. Hearing no objection, Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to your left and my right, I have Joe Carr of the Freedom Road Riders, a Marine from Joplin. He's also the Commandant of the local Marine Corps League chapter out of Joplin. I'd like the body to please make
a welcome the Commandant to the Senate chambers today. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third read on the formal calendar, and I would ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be Senate bills for third reading, formal calendar. First bill up is Senate Bill 553, the Senator from Jefferson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 553 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Jefferson. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 553 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, I would. This is the mortgage lending bill that we made three changes to Chapter 443. We included fingerprint background checks, continuing education requirements, and we removed the nexus requirement. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Jefferson County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Jefferson County renews his motion that Senate Bill 553 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 553, an act relating to mortgage broker licensing. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Libela, Lukedemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, The bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third read on the consent calendar, and I would ask that you call the calendar.
It's getting a little loud in the chamber for us to be able to hear the senators make their motions. Please take your conversations to the side gallery if needed. Hearing no objection, the order of business will be Senate bills for third reading, consent calendar, Senate bill number 669, the senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate bill 669 be called from the consent calendar and taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Greene County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate bill 669 be read a third time and finally passed. This is a actually very simple bill. Changes one word in statute from 10 to 15, simply allowing that credit life policies on certain types of loans be extended to 15 years instead of the statutory guidelines right now that are 10. I'm more than happy to answer any questions, Mr. President.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Greene County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Barton.
Senator from Greene.
Senator from Greene, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thanks, Senator. Was this a request by an interest group to do that? Was
not it a particular interest group. The background on this, I think I've explained to the body before, is that as things like recreational vehicles, boats, have become more expensive, the loans associated with those items have increased in duration, and these policies are actually provided by insurance companies to allow in the event that, the unlikely event that someone perhaps passes away while still owing money on a type of purchase like that, that they can be covered under these policies. Currently, it's just they can only go out 10 years. This would allow them to go out 15.
Oh, it just makes sense with advances in manufacturing processes, et cetera. Thank you, Senator.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Greene County renews his motion that Senate Bill number 669 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 669, an act relating to insurance written in connection with credit transactions. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill 866, the senator from Phelps County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 866 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Phelps County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 866 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President. This bill deals with physician assistant licensure. Law passed after the ENS law passed just simply has not been updated. Additionally, it removes a 75-mile geographic limit only when the PA is in the ambulance transporting a patient to the hospital. This is done that the ambulance transporting a patient who is better served by a higher trained practitioner, such as a PA, over 75 miles wouldn't have to stop and switch out PAs. This is especially helpful in rural Missouri when they are transferred to hospitals in the St. Louis or Kansas City regions. Time is often key when transporting patients via ambulance, and it's problematic to add to that time just to switch out a practitioner due to a mileage limit. This bill does not increase the scope of practice for physicians' assistants and does not have a fiscal note. This could assist in saving lives by reducing burdensome requirements that really have no purpose for existence.
You've heard the motion with the Senator of Phelps County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Barry.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the Senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield?
I do. I remember hearing this bill in committee. Don't remember which committee it was. Could have been professional registration. We do have a mileage limit for physician assistants because they have a collaborative arrangement right. with a physician. But in this circumstance, this is just common sense.
Right.
I mean,
it's only as long as they're in the ambulance. As soon as their feet touch the ground, then it goes back to the...
That's right.
Right.
That's right. But this is just common sense legislation. Sometimes we get in the way of ourselves up here.
Right.
And
we do a lot of transports from like Rolla to St. Louis, and it's over 100 miles, so this will really help lessen that burden.
Anyway, this is a good deal.
All right, thank you.
Further discussion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from Phelps County renews his motion that Senate Bill 866 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 866, an act relating to physician assistance. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Lucht-Meyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Aye. Senator from the Fifth. You're recorded as a no. Change your vote to an aye. Senator from Green. Votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business, the third reading of House bills on the formal calendar, and I would ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be third reading of House bills, formal calendar. Senate substitute for House Bill number 1693, the Senator from Platte County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate substitute for House Bill 1693 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
This vote is to bring the bill up. You've heard the motion from the Senator of Platte County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. The bill was closed on before it went to fiscal oversight. So all that remains is to take a vote on the bill. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute Number 2 for House Bill Number 1693, an act relating to the monitoring of certain controlled substances with penalty provisions. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams,
Senator from Webster.
As an aye.
As an aye.
Senator from the 5th, you are recorded as an aye. Thank you, Senator. By your vote of 21 aye, 10 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried.
Mr. President.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, I ask that they be read?
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, can you please read the messages from the House?
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1419, entitled An Act Relating to Random Acts of Kindness Day. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1454, entitled An Act Relating to Veterans Affairs. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1414, entitled An Act Relating to the Protection of Children. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute Number 2, House Bill 1896, entitled An Act Relating to Medical Marijuana Emergency Clause Adopted. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1682, entitled An Act Relating to Permissible Usage of Vapor Products in Public Schools. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1804, entitled An Act Relating to Assistance for Applicants for Permits Issued by the Department of Natural Resources, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body will be announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, we will be second reading some Senate bills. No other formal business will take place. I also will let everyone know that my adjournment motion will be...
Excuse me, Senator, but if we could get a little order in the chamber so that the members could actually hear the announcement from Senator from Boone. Thank you. Members.
Thank you, Mr. President. My adjournment motion will be till next Friday, as a couple of us will need to come in to take care of some first reads from the House. That will not be any sort of formal gathering other than for us to take care of some of that business. For everyone, I assume everyone knows now, we will not be here next week. We will be gone for the next 2 weeks with spring break. We will plan to come back on Monday. I believe that is March 30th, but my adjournment motion will not reflect that. That will be for just the formal business that we need to take care of. Thank you, Mr. President.
Announcements. Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Minority Caucus will be caucusing in room 333 shortly upon adjournment.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for second reading.
Hearing no objection, the order of business for the body will be Senate bills for second reading.
Senate Bill 1009.
Senate Bill 1009, an act relating to certification of home inspectors.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 1010.
Senate Bill 1010, an act relating to outside the hospital do not resuscitate orders.
Health and pension, Senate Bill 1011.
Senate Bill 1011, an act relating to the offense of making false report.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 1012.
Senate Bill 1012, an act relating to the National Flood Insurance Program.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 1013.
Senate Bill 1013, an act relating to motor clubs.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 1014.
Again, members, if we could keep the noise level in the chamber a little lower, the fine staff that we have up front are having just a little bit of trouble hearing the business from the good senator from Franklin. Thank you.
Senate Bill 1014, an act relating to the Secretary of State.
General law, Senate Bill 1015.
Senate Bill 1015, an act relating to minor traffic violations.
Transportation, infrastructure, and public safety, Senate Bill 1016.
Senate Bill 1016, an act relating to athlete agents.
Professional registration, Senate Bill 1017.
Senate Bill 1017, an act relating to asbestos.
Progress and development, Senate Bill 1018.
Senate Bill 1018, an act relating to the supervision of adult offenders on probation or parole from other states.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 1019.
Senate Bill 1019, an act relating to a tax credit for property tax relief for certain vulnerable populations.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 1020.
Senate Bill 1020, an act relating to the assessment of mining properties.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment, Senate Bill 1021.
Senate Bill 1021, an act relating to accountability requirements for low-performing schools.
Government reform, Senate Bill 1022.
Senate Bill 1022, an act relating to recordings of certain school district meetings.
Education, Senate Bill 1023.
Senate Bill 1023, an act relating to the conveyance of certain state property.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 1024.
Senate Bill 1024, an act relating to survivor benefits.
Health and pension, Senate Bill 1025.
Senate Bill 1025, an act relating to educational scholarship accounts.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 1026.
Senate Bill 1026, an act relating to in-home child care facilities.
Seniors, families, and children, Senate Bill 1027.
Senate Bill 1027, an act relating to abandoned aircraft.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety, Senate Bill 1028.
Senate Bill 1028, an act relating to community service requirements for certain offenders.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 1029.
Senate Bill 1029, an act relating to tourism taxes.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 1030.
Senate Bill 1030, an act relating to murder in the first degree.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 1031.
Senate Bill 1031, an act relating to expungement of certain criminal records.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 1032.
Senate Bill 1032, an act relating to radiologic licensure.
Health and Pension, Senate Bill 1033.
Senate Bill 1033, an act relating to transient guest taxes.
Local Government Election, Senate Bill 1034.
Senate Bill 1034, an act relating to trauma centers.
Health and Pension, Senate Bill 1035.
Senate Bill 1035, an act relating to electric energy.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 1036.
Senate Bill 1036, an act relating to motor vehicle insurance for military service members.
Veterans and Military Affairs, Senate Bill 1037.
Senate Bill 1037, an act relating to the sale of baby crib bumper pads.
Seniors, families, and children, Senate Bill 1038.
Senate Bill 1038, an act relating to the Joint Task Force on Juvenile Court Jurisdiction and Implementation.
Judiciary, civil, criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 1039.
Senate Bill 1039, an act relating to landfill properties in certain counties.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment, Senate Bill 1040.
Senate Bill 1040, an act relating to rate making for public utilities.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and environment, Senate Bill 1041.
Senate Bill 1041, an act relating to pelvic examinations.
Health and Pension, Senate Bill 1042.
Senate Bill 1042, an act relating to discriminatory practices by educational institutions.
Education, Senate Bill 1043.
Senate Bill 1043, an act relating to the minimum wage.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 1044.
Senate Bill 1044, an act relating to demand-side programs for gas corporations.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment, Senate Bill 1045.
Senate Bill 1045, an act relating to the reorganization and renaming of certain state agencies.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 1046.
Senate Bill 1046, an act relating to administrative fees imposed by dealers licensed by the Department of Revenue.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 1047.
Senate Bill 1047, an act relating to proceedings of the Judicial Finance Commission.
Judiciary, Civil, Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 1048.
Senate Bill 1048, an act relating to utility services.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 1049.
Senate Bill 1049, an act relating to health information exchanges.
Health and Pension, Senate Bill 1050.
Senate Bill 1050, an act relating to internet domain names of website operators.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senator Boone. That's your job.
Thank you, Senator from Franklin. I'll recognize the Senator from Boone. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills for second reading.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body will be House bills for second reading. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appreciate that. House Bill 1631.
House Bill 1631, an act relating to the Joint Committee on the Missouri Constitutional Convention.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1959.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1959, an act relating to third-party motor vehicle inspection reports.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety. House Bill 1566.
House Bill 1566, an act relating to state personnel.
General laws. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1434.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1434, an act relating to financial interest forms.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1488.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1488, an act relating to victim impact programs for driving while intoxicated offenders.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. House Bill 1348.
House Bill 1348, an act relating to cottage food production operations.
Ag, food production, outdoor resources. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1655.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1655, an act relating to the Secretary of State.
General laws. House Bill 1640.
House Bill 1640, an act relating to fees collected by the Secretary of State.
General laws. House Bill 2061.
House Bill 2061, an act relating to Kratom products.
General laws. House Committee substitute for House Bills 1387 and 1482.
House Committee substitute, House Bills 1387 and 1482, an act relating to the protection of residents living in long-term care facilities.
Senior families and children, House Bill 1418.
House Bill 1418, an act relating to confidentiality of motor vehicle registration records.
Transportation, infrastructure, and public safety, House Bill 1486.
House Bill 1486, an act relating to distributors of hypodermic needles.
General laws, House Committee substitutes for House Bill 1868.
House Committee substitute, House Bill 1868, an act relating to state plan for career and technical education certificates.
Education, House Bill 1873.
House Bill 1873, an act relating to the offense of vehicle hijacking with penalty provisions.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. House Committee substitute for House Bill 1696.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1696, an act relating to authorize the conveyance of certain state property.
Local government elections. House Committee substitute for House Bill 1787.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1787, an act relating to requirements to run for certain public offices.
Local government elections. House Bill 1694.
House Bill 1694, an act relating to hazardous waste sites.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and environment. House Bill 1421.
House Bill 1421, an act relating to lodging establishments.
General laws. House Bill 1559.
House Bill 1559, an act relating to state minimum wage rate.
Small business and industry. House Committee substitute for House Bill 1289.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1289, an act relating to the registration of sexual offenders.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. House Committee substitute for House Bill 1293.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1293, an act relating to sexual offenders duty report.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. House Committee substitute for House Bill 1331.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1331, an act relating to change of venue costs for capital cases.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. House Committee substitute for House Bill 1333.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1333, an act relating to abandoned aircraft.
Transportation, infrastructure, and public safety. House Committee substitute for House Bill 1683.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1683, an act relating to the Alzheimer's State Plan Task Force.
Seniors, families, and children. House Committee substitute for House Bill 1600.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1600, an act relating to elections.
Local government and elections. House Committee substitute for House Bill 1912.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1912, an act relating to recreation vehicle dealers.
Transportation, infrastructure, and public safety. House Committee substitute for House Bill 1898.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1898, an act relating to unnamed aircraft.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. House Bills 2199.
House Bill 2199, an act relating to child passenger restraint systems.
Seniors, families, and children. House Bill 1800.
House Bill 1800, an act relating to special license plates.
Veterans and Military Affairs, House Bill 1468.
House Bill 1468, an act relating to activities extended to persons found guilty of certain criminal offenses.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. House Committee substitute for House Bill 1540.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1540, an act relating to recordings of certain school district meetings.
Education, House Bill 1698.
House Bill 1698, an act relating to regulations by a county.
Local government elections. House Bill 1716.
House Bill 1716, an act relating to Honor Guard Appreciation Day.
General laws. House Committee substitute for House Bill 2049.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 2049, an act relating to civil actions.
Government reform. House Committee substitute for House Bill 2120.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 2120, an act relating to water safety and security.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and environment. House Bill 1386.
House Bill 1386, an act relating to lobbyists.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary again if there are messages from the House, and if so, I ask that they be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, will you please read the messages from the House?
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1752, entitled An Act Relating to Working Animals. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1744, entitled An Act Relating to Missouri Driver's License, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Mr. President.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 10 a.m. on Friday, March 20th, 2020.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Friday, March 20th, 2020.